الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
has inshallah fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us, inshallah. We encourage, you know, Jummah Salah to sit as close as possible to the mimbar. Amongst the steps, beloved to Allah Ta'ala, those taken in filling up the safs in front of us, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا تقم فيه أبدا لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استنزهوا عن البول فإن عامة عذاب القبر منه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of iman that Allah Azza wa Jal has showered upon us purely through the treasures of His mercies. Allahu Azza wa Jal, one of His great names is that He is Kareem, extremely generous, that if small deeds, Allah Ta'ala rewards abundantly and multiplies manifold. And Allah Ta'ala very, very easily forgives major sins through His mercy or sincere tawbah by His servant. Allahu Azza wa Jal alone is the one who causes beneficial rains to come. Alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah, just 2 days ago, Allah Ta'ala sent beneficial rains. But important that we turn to Allah Azza wa Jal even more with forsaking haram and sin. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned various sins to be a means of being deprived of beneficial rains. The non-payment of zakah, promiscuity, immodesty becoming rampant and rife amongst other sins, and sincere tawbah, istighfar from our past sins very speedily draws the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And with these beneficial rains at this time of the year, Allahu Azza wa Jal alludes to an amazing manifestation of His greatness in His creation, where Allah Ta'ala says that you will see an earth that is completely dead like an extinguished fire, and then we send upon it beneficial rains. See how that earth comes alive, it shakes profusely. Subhanallah, the words of the Quran Azim, amazing. Agricultural scientists have mentioned that what makes an earth fertile is that there are billions and billions of small living organisms within that earth, known as microbes. They lay dormant, and when those beneficial rains come and hits the earth, they come alive and go in search of food, mainly carbon, and their abundant and profuse movement makes that earth literally shake when looked at microscopically. So Allah Ta'ala says it shakes profusely, warabat, and then it bloats and it swells up, and that is a fertile earth. And Allah Ta'ala says he causes that earth to sprout and to become alive with growth of different vegetations of differing colors. That earth that was completely dead is now alive and lush. Allah Ta'ala immediately turns our attention, and a mu'min looks at these with the eye of looking at the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Immediately Allah Ta'ala turns our attention, that very same Allah who has brought the dead earth back to life will definitely bring us alive for the day of judgment, for accountability in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So that Allah Ta'ala alone has guided us towards this perfect deen of Islam that gives us teachings and directives for every occasion. And that is one aspect for which we have been given directives, and that is the aspect of tahara, especially something that every one of us are in need of multiple times in a day, istinja, the etiquettes of answering the call of nature. Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, the great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has this great honor that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam termed him, despite him coming from a long journey originating from his homeland in Persia, ultimately coming into Islam. One of his titles is Salman al-Khair, Salman who is filled with an abundance of goodness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed his love saying that he is from us, from my family members, Salmanu minna ahl al-bayt. So Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, on one occasion a disbeliever, a polytheist, a mushrik taunted him, noticing Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in's adherence to the sunnah and the pure teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all aspects of his life. So this disbeliever says to him that, do you follow the teachings of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of your life, even to the extent of answering the call of nature, of relieving yourself? And in the response of Sayyidina Salman radiallahu an, a beautiful example that a believer is never apologetic, never has an inferiority complex about any aspect of Islam. And he boldly says that, yes, even in that, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us certain etiquettes, that when relieving yourself, do not face towards the Qibla, and neither do you turn your back towards Qibla. Rather, as in Madina Munawwara's location, as in our country, face to the east or west, so that you do not face towards the Qibla or your backs towards the Qibla. Now, one is in building a home, we ensure this fact, that the toilet is not facing towards or back towards Qibla. If it is such a situation, then we try and change and alter it. If we happen to be in a place, visiting a place, a public place for example, and the toilet is facing towards, or one's back faces towards Qibla, Sahaba radiallahu anhu speak about when the time Syria was conquered, they found that the place to relieve that were built were facing towards Qibla. They say when we would sit on it, when we would sit down, we would turn our bodies away from Qibla. Salman radiallahu ta'ala says, and furthermore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, that when we cleanse ourselves, we do so thoroughly, but we do so with the left hand, and we do not use the right hand in istinja. Subhanallah, even in this there are etiquettes in our deen, that for all noble purposes, giving, taking, eating, we use the right hand, and for cleansing of impurities, etc., as in istinja, the usage of the left hand strongly encouraged by our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, eating, drinking, let us never be apologetic in the company of non-Muslims. To stand and to drink with the left hand makes a great statement about a person's adherence and the love of Islam and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, he says Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that we do not make istinja by using bones. For indeed, one occasion, a delegation of the jinn met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mentioned that your ummah should not use bones as a means of istinja, because that is our sustenance. And so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also prohibits from using impure substances, dried dung, etc., and droppings that may have dried excreta to be used for the purposes of istinja. And similarly, we find many, many other etiquettes. To run through some of them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his high level of haya and modesty, is described that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to relieve himself, let us remember they were not built structures, would go out into nature. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to a far off place where nobody would be able to see a person, so concealing oneself. So it does not behove a mu'min to relieve oneself standing in public, at urinals, etc. Our deen teaches us haya and modesty. that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go far away and one only exposes one awrah and private parts just before one gets down to the ground. This is found clearly in the books of fiqh. Similarly, for istinja, we do not use anything noble, paper, yes, tissue paper by all means, but paper or anything that has any form of value. Similarly, we are taught that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when relieving himself, would cover the Mubarak head. So to cover the head when going to relieve oneself is the teachings of our deen. Ideally, to use the flat eastern toilet that is far closer to the Mubarak sunnah and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also learn that when a person sits down to relieve oneself, to lean a little to the left-hand side, to put the weight of the body on the left-hand side. Again, the right-hand side for noble things. And as we learn here, the left-hand side, to put the weight of the body on that side at the time of relieving oneself. We are taught the great sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when entering the place to relieve ourselves, to enter with the left foot. And when leaving, to leave with the right foot. The du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is a place of impurity. So napak, jinn, etc. would congregate. And so we seek protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. A'udhu billahi min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. When leaving, ghufranak. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. Subhanallah, how beautiful is our deen. When a person suffers constipation and has difficulty in passing urine, stones, etc., we really understand the value of this dua. After having the ni'mah of comfortably relieving oneself, Alhamdulillah alladhi adhhab anni al-adha wa afani. All praises be to Allah Ta'ala who has removed for me that which was causing me harm and difficulty and has given me complete well-being. And the more we make shukr to Allah for His ni'mah, the more Allah Ta'ala will increase in these favors. Now this is a very, very important matter. As we see in the response of Sayyidina Salman radiallahu ta'ala in being taunted, but rather giving a very, very bold answer of the ni'mat of Islam. This is so important. One occasion, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, passes two graves. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, إِنَّهُمَا لَيُعَذَّبَانِ وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ. They are being punished in the qabr, and not for something that you would consider a major sin. One of the inmates of this grave, أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَكَانَ لَا يَسْتَثِرُ عَنِ الْبَوْلِ أَوْ كَانَ لَا يَسْتَنْزِهُ عَنِ الْبَوْلِ. One of them used to not take precaution when relieving oneself. So to ensure that droplets of urine do not get onto the body, onto the clothing, to clean it as thoroughly as possible. And the other, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَكَانَ يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. Used to carry tales between people, used to carry news and information from one to another, so as to cause hatred, enmity between people, whereas a mu'min carries words to foster more unity and muhabbah. Used to intentionally carry word of one person to another so as to create hatred. Subhanallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for that reason this person was being punished severely in the khabar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says that be very, very careful when relieving yourself as far as urine is concerned, because one hadith says the first questioning in the khabar will be about the precaution and care one had taken in that regard. And majority, a great part of the punishment, a general punishment in the qabr will be for negligence in that regard. Now when Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran Azim speaks about the Masjid Quba and that it is far more rightful that you stand in it, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, than a structure that the munafiqeen had built and called a masjid but was for the sake of enmity towards Islam, conniving with the enemies from the outside. And ultimately the command is to burn it down and turn it into a rubbish dump. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the Masjid of Quba, whose foundations was on taqwa, is far more rightful that you stand in that masjid, the first masjid in Islam. In fact, a person goes and performs two rakats of salah in Masjid Quba. May Allah give us that honor of being in Madinah Munawwara. Gets the reward of an entire umrah by two rakats of salah in Masjid Quba. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فِيهِ رِجَالُ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِرِينَ. That in that masjid and around it are men, are people who love going to great lengths in attaining tahara, purity, purification, spiritual as well as physical. When Allah says, and Allah loves those who purify themselves thoroughly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them, that for what reason has Allah Ta'ala praised you to such an extent? And they made apparent that we know two forms when we relieve ourselves, ensure firstly that we are thoroughly relieved, not that we stand up and there are still droplets of urine coming out, any form of pressure that may remove it. But after that, when cleansing, we have the option to wash thoroughly with water. In that time was dry lumps of clay or stone. In today's times, tissue paper may substitute that. So whereas one form water, for example, and it is done thoroughly, suffices, they took extra precaution. So we can say when relieving oneself to cleanse thoroughly by means of tissue paper, as well as using water thoroughly thereafter, ensures complete purification. Nabi had made this apparent, knowing that they use both means, praise them for this, and encourage them to remain steadfast, for Allah Ta'ala has praised them for this matter in the Quran Azim. Allahu Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq, inshallah, to adhere to every beautiful teaching of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to have the love and the passion for Islam to be implemented in all aspects of our lives. A reminder, inshallah, tonight after Maghrib, very, very important advices that will be given pertinent to present circumstances, the true defenders and liberators of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, to ulama, inshallah, Mawlana Abdul Rahman Ishaq, as well as Mawlana Ahmad Parak from Durban, will be rendering these advices after the Maghrib tonight, inshallah. Let's try and take the maximum benefit. Also, a reminder once again, to gain the muhabbat, the love of Allah Ta'ala, we have to part with that which is beloved to us, to spend on the house of Allah, to spend on the madrasa, with sincerity, with ikhlas, with this passion, that whatever good happens, I may have a share in it, and the reward by Allah Ta'ala will be multiplied manifold. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على نعمه التي أتاحنا بها وأعظمها نعمة الإيمان وتعاليم الإسلام الدين الكامل ومن تعاليم هذا الدين الطهارة بل التطهر فإن الله عز وجل قال إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استنزهوا عن البول فإن عامة عذاب القبر من أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ومر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بقبرين فقال إنهما ليعذبان وما يعذبان في كبير أما أحدهما فكان لا يستنزه عن البول أو لا يستتر عن البول وأما الآخر فكان يمشي بالنميمة مدح الله عز وجل أهالي مسجد قباء لما مدحهم الله عز وجل بهذه الصفة في التطهر قائلا لا تقم فيه أبدا لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَقُومَ فِيهِ فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِّرِينَ أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه عن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمقصورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم خاصة في فلسطين والعراق والشام وتركستان والبرما والهند والكشمير. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريعا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وحرر المسجد الأقصى بفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Filling the gaps in the safs in front of us, stand as close as possible, shoulder to shoulder once we're in the saf. Now stand in a manner, once salah commences, our shoulders are tightly locked and there are no gaps between us. It's one of the great means of unity in the ummah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استعتدلوا تقاربوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وعذاب القبر. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اشف مرضانا, اللهم اشفهم شفاء كاملا عاجلا دائما مستمرا. اللهم ارحم موتانا, اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.